Yeah, we're going to learn now Moed Katan Daf Tes Vav Amud Bey. So last time on Amud Aleph, we went through a whole bunch of different, like six or seven different halachos of an Avel, and we discussed whether those same halachos apply to a Menuda and to a Mitzora. Now we're going to have five more. The whole Amud Bey is about five more things that relate to an Avel, and we're going to discuss whether the same is true of a Menuda and a Mitzora. So number one, Avel Aser Basiyas Malacha. An Avel is not allowed to do malacha. Third line on the page. Avel aser basiyas malacha. An Avel is not allowed to do work. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says when in the Nevuah about the death of the king Yoshio HaMelech, v'afachti chagechem le'evel, that I will turn your celebration into avelus. Ma chag aser b'malacha. What is a celebration? What is chag? What does a yom tov have to do with avelus? Just like a chag is aser b'malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha. Af Avel aser b'malacha. So too, when someone is in Avelus, they're not allowed to do malacha. Menuda ma'u basiyas malacha. What about someone who's menuda? Can he do malacha? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma will bring a raya from a brisa regarding a tainis tzibur, kisha amru. When the Chacham said that on a tainis tzibur you're not allowed to do malacha, lo amrel beyom. They only said you're not allowed to do malacha during the day, avol b'layla mutter, but you're allowed to do malacha during the night time. When they said you're not allowed to wear shoes on a tainis tzibur, that's only in the city, but on the road you're allowed to wear shoes. So when they said you're not allowed to bathe, they only said that you're not allowed to bathe your whole body, but you're allowed to bathe your hands, feet, and face. But v'cheina t'motzi b'menudo v'avel. The same applies by a Menuda and an Avel. So apparently we're comparing it to a Menuda and an Avel to Tainis Tzibur. So my lava kulu, isn't it saying that all these halachos in the Braisa, including the Isser of doing Malacha, applies to a Menuda? So you see that a Menuda is not allowed to do Malacha? Lo, it doesn't apply to all the halachos in the Braisa. Asha'ara, it's talking about the other halachos, like wrapping your head that a Menuda has to do, but not about doing Malacha, so you can't prove anything from this brisa. Tashma menuda shona v'shona lo niskar niskar and lo shma mina. But we have another brisa that says that a menuda can teach Torah, can be taught Torah, can be hired and can hire others. So you see, obviously, if you're allowed to hire him to do malacha, so you see clearly that he's allowed to do malacha. Mitzora ma'obasi yas malacha. What about a mitzora doing malacha? Take it. We leave that unresolved. So main point: an avel cannot do malacha. A menuda can do malacha. We're not sure about a mitzora. Next halacha, avel aser b'rechitza, an avel's not allowed to bathe. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, v'al tasuchi shemen, u'rechitza b'chal sicha. The pasuk says that you're not supposed to anoint him in oil, and bathing is considered part, like anointing. Menuda ma'u b'rechitza. What about a menuda? Is he allowed to bathe? Amar of Yosef Tashmal bring a raya, kisha amru aser b'rechitza, lo amru ala kol gufo. When we say that he's not allowed to bathe, it's only talking about bathing his whole body. Avol par v'yodav raglev mutter, but he's allowed to bathe his hands, feet, and face. V'cheina t'motzi b'menuda v'avel. And the same is true about a menuda and an avel. So the fact that it compares a menuda and an avel to tainis tzibur, my lav akulu, isn't this going on all the dinim of the brisa, including the iser to bathe? So you see from here that a menuda is not allowed to bathe? Says malo, asha'ara, maybe it's going on the other dinim, not on the Yisr of bathing. It's going on the other dinim of the Braisa. Mitzora ma'u berechitza? What about a mitzora bathing? Teku. We leave that unresolved. So over here we'll say, the main point over here, an avel cannot bathe. We're not sure about a menuda and a mitzora. We're not sure if a menuda or a mitzora is not allowed to bathe. Sorry about that. Next one, avel aser b'ni'ilas sandal. An avel is not allowed to wear leather shoes. Midkamle rachmanu liyecheskel, from the fact that Hashem tells Yecheskel that you should put leather shoes on, that implies that other people are, that a normal avel is not allowed to wear leather shoes. Menuda ma'u b'ni'ilas sandal. What about a menuda? Can he wear leather shoes? Amar of Yosef Tashmal will bring a proof. Kesha amru aser b'ni'ilas sandal. When the Chachamim said that on a fast day you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, lo amru ela bi'ir. That's only in the city. Aval b'derech, but when you're traveling on the road, mutter, you're allowed to wear leather shoes even on a fast day. Haketzad, how does this work then? Yotza la derech, if you're traveling outside the city, noel, you put on your leather shoes, nichnas le'ir, you come into the city, choleitz, you take off your leather shoes. V'chein atamotzei, b'menuda va'avel, and we find the same thing by a menuda and an avel. My love, akulhu, doesn't that mean that a menuda has all the same halachos even about leather shoes, and therefore you see that a menuda is not allowed to wear leather shoes? Says Gemara, lo, asha'ara, a menuda is like someone on a tainus tzibur with regard to the other halachos, not with regard to leather shoes. Mitzara ma'u benilas asandal, what about a mitzara wearing leather shoes? Teku, again, we don't know. So, main point over here, an avel may not wear leather shoes. We're not sure about a menuda or a mitzora. We couldn't prove a menuda, and we didn't even try to prove a mitzora. We just said teku. Avel aser betashmish amita, another halacha. An avel is not allowed to engage in marital relations. He's not allowed to sleep with his wife. Midichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayinachim David es basheva ishto vayyavo eleha." That after David's son died, David had a son from Bathsheba that died. David comforted Bathsheba, and he slept with her. So you see that it was only after the days of comforting were over that he was able to sleep with her. That implies that before he had finished comforting her, it would be usher for him to sleep with her. So because an avel is not allowed of tashma shamita, minuta ma'u b'tashma shamita. What about someone who's in Nidui? Amar of Yosef Tashmel, bring a riot. Call us in Shan Mashah Yisrael B'midbar, Minudin Hayu. The entire time the Jewish people were in the desert, they had a status of someone who is Minuda, someone who Hashem had put in a sort of Cherim. With Shimshu Mitosein, but clearly they had Tashmash Hamita while they were in the Midbar, because kids were born while the Jewish people were in the Midbar. So don't you see that you're allowed to have Tashmash Hamita even if you're in a Nidui, even if you're a Minuda? Amar Le'abaya, Abaya Sitrav Yosef. Maybe when you're in a nidui from Hashem, it's different, and we're more lenient than when you're in a nidui from another person. So maybe a regular menuda is not allowed to have tashma shamita, but someone who's menuda l'shamayim is allowed to have tashma shamita. Gemara says, wait a second. We discussed being menuda l'shamayim before. Kiel va'amrit chamir. You're going to say being a menuda l'shamayim is more lenient? Up until now, every time we mention menuda l'shamayim, we've been saying it's more strict, and that's why we'd be more strict than someone who's menuda l'shamayim. Says Gemara, sfuke misafkele. Maybe Abaye wasn't sure about this very issue. Zil hacha kamadchile, v'zil hacha kamadchile. So you go in each direction. He says, I don't know, maybe being a menuda l'shamayim is more strict, maybe it's less strict, but the bottom line is, you can't prove one way or the other, because we don't know. It's just not the same, so you can't prove either way. Mitzoru ma'u b'tashma shamita. Someone has tzaras, is he allowed to have tashma shamita? Tashma. So we bring a raya. D'tanya, the Braisa says, v'yashav michutz la'alo, sheikim menudo chavel v'asu b'tashma shamita. That the person who has tzaras has to dwell outside of his tent, meaning he's like someone who's in nidoy, or like an avel, that he's not allowed to have tashma shamita. V'ein ahalo ela ishto. And his tent means his wife. Shnemer le because we find after Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, go back to your tents, and that means to go back to your wives. Shema Mina. So you see clearly from there that a mitzvah is not allowed to have tashma shamita. So ask the Gemara, but shouldn't you also see clearly from there that a menuda is not allowed to have tashma shamita? V'nifshot nami l'menuda. That should answer the question about a menuda also, because we said that a mitzvah shouldn't have tashma shamita, just like a menuda. So you see that a menuda doesn't have tashma shamita either. Gemara says, nah, it doesn't necessarily prove it. Amar Ravuna Breda Rav Pinchas B'Shvei Rav Yosef Sha'asur. That maybe it's saying that a mitzora is asr b'tashma shamita, and also in addition to being asr b'tashma shamita, in other matters he's like someone who's a menuda and like an avel, v'asr nami b'tashma shamita, and he's also asr b'tashma shamita, but maybe those two things aren't related. He's like a menuda in certain respects, and in addition to being like a menuda, he also is not allowed to have tashma shamita. So main point over here, an avel and a mitzora cannot have tashma shamita. A menuda, we're not sure about. Next, last one, I think. Avel eino mishaleach karbanosav. An avel cannot send karbanos through a shliach to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash on his behalf. Titania, because the Braisa says in Meseches Vachim, Rabbi Shimon says that a shlamim is called a karban shlamim because bizman shehu shalem. It's only brought when the owner of the karban is complete in his das, that he's calm, that he's collected. V'lo bizman shehu onein, but not when he's in onein, not when when he just lost a close relative and he's distraught. So from Karban Shlamim, we learn about other karbanos as well. That like the Braisa goes on to say, Minuda Mahu. So you see that an Avel can't bring karbanos, because you see that when a person is an Onain or an Avel, when his mind isn't at ease, it's not Shalem, he can't bring karbanos. Minuda Mahu Sheishlach karbanos. What about someone who's in Nidoy? Can he send karbanos? Amar of Yosef Tashma will bring a raya. Kolos and Shanim Shay Yisrael b'Midbar Minudan Hayu v'Shalchu karbanos sehen. The entire time the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they were in a Nidoy, and they still brought karbanos while they were in the Midbar. So don't you see that a Menuda can bring karbanos? So again, the Gemara says, Am le'abaye v'dilma Menuda l'shamayim shayni dekil. Maybe that's different, because their Nidoy was a Nidoy l'shamayim, it was a Nidoy to Hashem. So maybe that's more lenient than a regular Nidoy. Maybe that's why they were able to bring karbanos. Says the Gemara again, Kil? What? It's more lenient when you're Menuda l'shamayim? Va'amrit chamir. I thought it's more strict when you're Menuda l'shamayim. So again, the Gemara says, Fuke mesafkale and madchile. That maybe we weren't sure what's more strict and what's more lenient, and therefore we just try to reject in both directions. But we don't know which is more strict and which is more lenient. So we don't have a clear answer on a menuda. Mitzora ma'ashi yishlo karbanos. So what about a mitzora? Can a mitzora send his karbanos? Tashmas will bring a raya. Ditanya, we have a braisa. Va'acharei taharaso. That after the 7 days of his tahara process, acher prishaso minames. What the pasuk means to say is that after he's separated from touching any dead bodies, we count 7 days. And during those 7 days, we sprinkle on him the ashes of the paradum on the third day and on the seventh day, and he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then he becomes tahar. So the Braisa adds, Shivas yamim yisparu lo, that you count 7 more days. Now, the Pashut reading of the Pasuk is that after he separates from a dead body, he counts 7 days for his tahara process. But since the Pasuk says Sfira, that he counts, which we don't have in the normal process of Tumas Meis, and it doesn't just say we sprinkle, it says he counts, so Elu Shivas Yemei Sefiro, it must be that this Pasuk is not just talking about a guy who's tame from a dead body. We're talking about a Mitzora in this Pasuk, because a guy who's tame from a dead body doesn't have to count, he has to get sprinkled, he has to wait 7 days and get sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma. But counting, that's something that a Mitzora has to do. So it must be that it's talking about a Mitzora. The Pasuk's telling us that until these 7 days, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So, V'yom bo'el HaKodesh HaLachatzar HaPnimus L'Sharis BaKodesh Yakriv Chataso. And the day that he could finally enter the Beis HaMikdash, he brings his Karbon Chatas. Zu Asiris HaEifa Shalo. That's his Karbon Mincha that he has to bring. So, Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says that no, Bivo'o Yakriv Bizman Sharoi Libya Roi Lahakrava. Bizman Shaina Roi Libya Aino Roi Lahakrava. He says this pasuk is viewed as continuation of the previous pasuk, that the Kohen who became tummy to a dead body, or the Mitzora who we spoke about before, can bring his karban when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, which means when he's able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's able to send a karban. When he's not able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not able to send a karban. Bottom line is, why are we quoting all this? From this last line of Rabbi Shimon, we see that a Mitzora is not allowed to send a Karban, because a Mitzora is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the rule. When you're able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're able to send a Karban. You're not able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're not able to send a Karban. So last main point over here, an Avel may not send a Karban, neither may a Mitzora, but we're not sure about a Menuda, whether he's allowed to send a Karban. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Amar Rava Minalan de Mishadrinan. And it's a long Amen next time. Tazayin Amen Aleph. Okay.